It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Can we change her name? Allison, come on.
Nope, she said what she said.
This wasn't me. It was somebody else.
She signed it
Allison. She had written it as Allie, so we'll just call her Allison. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not going home after a fight with her boyfriend.
Mm. You sure you didn't write this?
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm sure.
That's true.
I'm sure about that. You can always email us your Am I the Jerks, Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Mm. And that's exactly what Allison did. Here's what she said. She said, I have been dating a guy for just over 6 months. The relationship has been a bit turbulent.
Mm.
He's always had major trust issues. One night we went out to dinner, then went to Brady Street to grab some drinks. Everything was going well. When we got to the second bar, we played a few rounds of bar dice. I got up and went to the bathroom. I was gone for about 5 minutes as there was no line. I've only gone to the bar a handful of times. Do not know anyone there. And after I came back from the bathroom, he accused me of getting it on with a stranger in the bathroom and left me alone at the bar.
Oh.
He walked home. Instead of following him, I met my friend at a bar next door and stayed out. Good girl. I later invited my boyfriend.
So you do know people out there.
I later invited my boyfriend to join us, but he never came. Instead of going to my boyfriend's house to sleep that night, I stayed on my friend's couch.
Oof.
My boyfriend said I reacted wrong and should have came home. Am I the jerk? You went to the bathroom and he accused you of literally having sex with somebody in the bathroom. Are you joking me
right
now?
Yeah, but he's insecure. No, dude's insecure.
Are you joking me? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds abusive, controlling crazy. Like, I feel like this is going to ramp up to not good.
Yeah, but you also got to address that.
We're already in a bad spot.
You got to address that, though. You can't just ignore that and let that go and let it fester, because now it's going to create bigger problems, like you said.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for not going home after their fight. So he accused her of getting it on with somebody in the bathroom. She said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. He leaves. She stays out with her friends and stays at her friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you shouldn't have done that.
You should have came home. You're a jerk.
I don't think she's a jerk at all.
But I don't think she's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
not saying that she needed to go home and go to bed. No, but she needed to go hash that out because Buddy was tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, he kicked it off with a really weird way of going, I went to the bathroom.
There was nothing rational about that in my mind. That's where I go, you're trying to argue with rational. Move on with your life at that point.
And I know the world's not a rational place. Crazier things have happened.
True.
Crazier things have happened.
There are a lot of little factors when you start dating someone that can show you who they will be later. Will they be controlling? Are you building up to an abusive relationship? Yep. Are they just insecure and need help? There's all kinds of things.
How long have they been kooky?
6 months. That's why I'm like,
this is when those things start to peak out, though. You know what I'm saying? They're at that threshold in the relationship where now they're going, oh, we're not necessarily in Kansas anymore. This ain't the cupcake stage now. Now Buddy's insecurities are showing through, and how you handle those insecurities are coming through for both of them.
Who wants to be out with your partner, and they're accusing you of getting it on with somebody in the bathroom when you just went? I mean, that's nuts.
I went to the bathroom, dog, and there was a line, right?
I don't know.
She said there was a line. That's why it took 5 minutes.
I say she's not the jerk because I wouldn't have gone home either. I would have been like, I don't want to be around this guy.
I don't see.
But I get it. You're saying she is the jerk because you have to go home and deal with your relationship,
right?
And I get that.
You got
to
deal with that because you got to cut that or cut it, right? And
you
you can't just run away, and that's what she was doing. Granted, his reaction was what's really not cool about this. She needed to go handle that. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just going, he wasn't rational. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell him? The truth, and he doesn't believe it still? So then what?
You got to go take care of that irrationality. Ooh. Even if you didn't sleep at home that night, even if you popped by just to be
just
like, are you good? Because she texted him. Said, hey, I'm still out. Are you going to come back out?
You're
no.
Right.
You needed to go home, not at that point, but at some point, and gone, Poppy, what the is going on?
Hey, crazy.
Crazy. You cool, crazy? And then if not, all right, then I'm going to go sleep in my friend's room. Mm-hmm. Then you go, because you left him to think any crazy wild thing, and an irrational man with irrational thoughts does irrational things, and that's not good.
Part of me is proud of her for not buying into that, because someone would be like, well, I'm sorry, whatever you say.
No, 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 it's not about saying sorry.
No.
Not at all. It's about standing
on
business.
Hell no.
It's not about apologizing, because there's nothing to apologize for.
414-533-1037. Is Allison the jerk for not going home after a fight with her boyfriend of 6 months after he accused her of getting it on with somebody in the bathroom? This is the wildest.
I gotta say she is the jerk, and you know why. She had to handle that.
I say not the jerk. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Allison emailed us and wanted to know if she's the jerk because she didn't go home to spend the night with her boyfriend after he accused her of getting it on with somebody in a bathroom when they were out on Brady Street.
Mm-hmm.
He went home. She did not. She went out with her friends and stayed at her friend's house. Right. Said, I'm not going home.
I'm not going home at all.
She the jerk. Amy is starting it off today in Muskego. Amy's always a fireball.
Can't touch you.
Amy, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, my love.
Morning, morning.
What do you think? Is Allison the jerk for not going home?
No.
Why?
Baby. Baby.
I'm with you.
Let me tell you. That little boy obviously has some underlying trust issues. Somebody, another girl really broke that man's heart.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to come with me with your little baggage and accuse me. And especially, 5 minutes. You think I'm going to go and do the nasty in 5 minutes and come back and smile in your face?
So weird. It's a strange accusation. Right. I agree.
It really is. And then, you know, Deezy, I agree with you. She should at some point go and address it. But she at least reached out and texted him because, I mean, bless her heart, because I wouldn't have said nothing to that boy after being accused of that.
That's true. Like, she did try to reach out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is true.
You know, she reached the olive branch a little bit to try to get him to back out, to smooth it over a little bit. But yes, is there an initial conversation that has to be had? Yes.
And he's going to have to learn that he can't control her and he's not going to know where she is all the time. Especially, she was gone for 5 minutes. We're not talking about she went out and left to say, I went to the store and came back 2 hours later. She went to a bar and she was in the bathroom.
Together.
Which, to me, screams so many red flags about being controlling and abusive down the line of how this guy is going to act. And this is crazy. I mean, I would run for the hills.
Well, and
that's not the question, though. Is the question, is she the jerk? No.
Amy says no, starts it off.
Amen.
We appreciate you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye. Love you guys.
I love you back. Peace.
Let's go to Megan in Sheboygan next. Hey, Megan, is Allison a jerk because she did not go home after the fight with her boyfriend?
Absolutely not.
Ooh.
Speak on it.
No way. I think the jerkiest thing she did that night was to her friend by inviting that man back out with them.
Ooh, hot take.
She's not wrong.
I guess it would have been a negative add to the night.
He wouldn't have shown up and been a psycho and started a fight at a bar or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And somebody texted in and said, not the jerk, especially if they were drinking. That's not the time to go home and try to work this out with the guy.
No, that's true. That's true.
Absolutely not.
He's already making irrational claims like, you got it on with somebody in the bathroom. No, you know what we're doing in the bathroom? We're telling each other how good we look. We're gassing each other up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
True.
Megan knows it's true. That's what women do in the bar bathroom.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
For sure, too. Always. That's where I get my confidence from.
Thank you. She was making out with a girl, if anyone. It wasn't you, dude.
Hey, yo. So his accusations might have not been wrong.
Stop. No. Okay.
Megan, stop. Hey, she doubled up. Said, nope, not the jerk.
Bye, Megan. No See you in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope.
Bye. She said,
"Wow." Honestly, we are best friends in the bar bathrooms.
Women. And dude's just like, "Hey, what up, man?"
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Brianna is calling from Milwaukee. Hey, girl, is Allison the jerk for refusing to go home after the fight with her boyfriend?
She is absolutely not the jerk.
It's a broom.
It's a sweep.
There are so many red flags going off right now. It's not even funny.
Amen. Should we evaluate them?
Right. I don't think we have the time.
Brianna, you were so correct.
We don't have the time.
We definitely don't.
We do not. But I mean, seriously, you're at the bar with your quote unquote girlfriend and you leave her alone. on a bar or at a bar on Brady Street, you don't know what could have happened.
So that made him the jerk. I mean, look at how many times, right?
You're supposed to have the buddy system, and you literally left your woman, who you claim, at the bar alone. You at that point, you showed you did not care what happened to her.
Yeah, he's playing a lot of games, and it's all revolving around his selfish self.
It was manipulative for him to go, left. Wow, 100%. Son.
Yep.
Dang, Brianna, you're right.
The only reason he cared is because she didn't come home. You didn't care what happened to her at that time. Because
he never responded when she hit him. Ooh, he was mad the next day. Not even when she texted him. Think about it.
Listen to who texted this. Somebody just texted in.
What up?
It's not irrational to think someone snuck off to the bathroom for a quickie. I think, is this the boyfriend writing in? Because you need to go talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
If your girlfriend goes to the bathroom for 5 minutes, what?
Hey,
no, absolutely
the
not.
The world is a strange place. Listen, you can never say, you really can't. You can never say never, but 5 minutes, maybe had it been 6 minutes.
It's crazy. I can't even process what?
It was a sweep today, regardless of what it is. Brianna, we appreciate you answering it out for us.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Wow, I'm surprised. I didn't think anyone would defend the guy.
Let's move on. Not
Thank
the
you.
Jerk.
Please, God. Not the jerk. Who texting in? You're the jerk, okay? Bye. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Can we change her name? Allison, come on.
Nope, she said what she said.
This wasn't me. It was somebody else.
She signed it
Allison. She had written it as Allie, so we'll just call her Allison. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not going home after a fight with her boyfriend.
Mm. You sure you didn't write this?
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm sure.
That's true. That's true.
I'm sure about that. You can always email us your Am I the Jerks? Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Mm. And that's exactly what Allison did. Here's what she said. She said, I have been dating a guy for just over 6 months. The relationship has been a bit turbulent.
Mm.
He's always had major trust issues. One night we went out to dinner, then went to Brady Street to grab some drinks. Everything was going well. When we got to the second bar, we played a few rounds of bar dice. I got up and went to the bathroom. I was gone for about 5 minutes as there was no line. I've only gone to the bar a handful of times. Do not know anyone there. And after I came back from the bathroom, he accused me of getting it on with a stranger in the bathroom and left me alone at the bar.
Oh.
He walked home. Instead of following him, I met my friend at a bar next door and stayed out. Good girl. I later invited my boyfriend.
So you do know people out there.
I later invited my boyfriend to join us, but he never came. Instead of going to my boyfriend's house to sleep that night, I stayed on my friend's couch.
Oof.
My boyfriend said I reacted wrong and should have came home. Am I the jerk? You went to the bathroom and he accused you of literally having sex with somebody in the bathroom. Are you joking me
right
now?
Buddy's insecure. No, dude's insecure.
Are you joking me? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds abusive, controlling crazy. Like, I feel like this is going to ramp up to not good.
Yeah, but you also got to address that.
We're already in a bad spot.
You got to address that, though. You can't just ignore that and let that go and let it fester, because now it's going to create bigger problems, like you said.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for not going home after their fight. So he accused her of getting it on with somebody in the bathroom. She said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. He leaves. She stays out with her friends and stays at her friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you shouldn't have done that.
You should have came home. You're a jerk.
I don't think she's a jerk at all.
But I don't think she's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
not saying that she needed to go home and go home and go to bed. No, but she needed to go hash that out, because Buddy was tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, he kicked it off with a really weird way of going, I went to the bathroom.
There was nothing rational about that in my mind. That's where I go, you're trying to argue with rational? Move on with your life at that point.
And I know the world's not a rational place. Crazier things have happened.
True.
Boy, crazier things have happened.
There are a lot of little factors when you start dating someone that can show you who they will be later. Will they be controlling? Are you building up to an abusive relationship? Are they just insecure and need help? There's all kinds of things.
How long
have they been kooky. 6 months. That's why I'm like,
this is when those things start to peak out, though. You know what I'm saying? They're at that threshold in the relationship where now they're going, oh, we're not necessarily in Kansas anymore. This ain't the cupcake stage now. Now buddy's insecurities are showing through. Who? And how you handle those insecurities are coming through for both of them.
Who wants to be out with your partner and they're accusing you of getting it on with somebody in the bathroom when you just went? I mean, that's nuts.
I went to the bathroom, dog, and there was a line, right?
I don't know.
She said there was a line. That's why it took 5 minutes.
I say she's not the jerk because I wouldn't have gone home either. I would have been like, I don't want to be around this guy.
I don't see.
But I get it. You're saying she is the jerk because you have to go home and deal with your relationship,
right?
And I get that.
You got
to
deal with that because you got to cut that or cut it, right? And
you just run away.
You can't just run away, and that's what she was doing. Granted, his reaction was what's really not cool about this. Yeah. She needed to go handle that.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just going, he wasn't rational. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell him? The truth, and he doesn't believe it still? So then what?
You got to go take care of that irrationality. Ooh. Even if you didn't sleep at home that night, even if you popped by just to be like, are you good? Because she texted him. Said, hey, I'm still out. Are you going to come back out?
You're
no.
Right.
You needed to go home, not at that point, but at some point and gone, Poppy, what the is going on?
Hey, like, crazy.
Crazy. You cool, crazy? And then if not, all right, then I'm going to go sleep in my friend's inn.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go, because you left him to think any crazy, wild thing, and an irrational man with irrational thoughts does irrational things, and that's not good.
Part of me is proud of her for not buying into that, because someone would be like, I'm sorry, whatever you say.
No, it's not about saying sorry.
No.
Not at all. It's about standing on business.
Hell no.
It's not about apologizing, because there's nothing to apologize for.
414-533-1037. Is Allison the jerk for not going home after a fight with her boyfriend of 6 months after he accused her of getting it on with somebody in the bathroom? This is the wildest.
I gotta say she is the jerk, and you know why. She had to handle that.
I say not the jerk. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Allison emailed us and wanted to know if she's the jerk because she didn't go home to spend the night with her boyfriend after he accused her of getting it on with somebody in a bathroom when they were out on Brady Street.
Mm-hmm.
He went home. She did not. She went out with her friends and stayed at her friend's house.
Right.
I'm not going home.
I'm not going home at all.
She the jerk. Amy is starting it off today in Muskego. Amy's always a fireball. Amy, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, my love.
Morning, morning.
What do you think? Is Allison the jerk for not going home?
No.
Why?
Baby. Baby.
I'm with you.
Let me tell you, that little boy obviously has some underlying trust issues. Another girl really broke that man's heart.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to come with me with your little baggage and accuse me, and especially, 5 minutes? You think I'm going to go and do the nasty in 5 minutes and come back and smile in your face?
So weird. It's a strange accusation.
Right.
I agree.
It really is. And then, you know, Devia, I agree with you. She should at some point go and address it. But she at least reached out and texted him because, I mean, bless her heart, because I wouldn't have said nothing to that boy after being accused of that.
That's true. Like, she did try to reach out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is true.
You know, she reached the olive branch a little bit to try to get him to back out, to smooth it over a little bit. But yes, is there an initial conversation that has to be had? Yes.
And he's going to have to learn that he can't control her and he's not going to know where she is all the time. Especially, she was gone for 5 minutes. We're not talking about she went out and left to say, I went to the store and came back 2 hours later. She went to a bar and she was doing the bathroom.
Together.
Which, to me, screams so many red flags about being controlling and abusive down the line of how this guy is going to act. And this is crazy. I mean, I would run for the hills.
Well, and
that's not the question, though. Is the question, is she the jerk? No.
Amy says no, starts off.
Amen.
We appreciate you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye. Love you guys.
I love you back. Peace.
Let's go to Megan in Sheboygan next. Hey, Megan, is Allison a jerk because she did not go home after the fight with her boyfriend?
Absolutely not.
Ooh.
Speak on it.
No way. I think the jerkiest thing she did that night was to her friend by inviting that man back out with them.
Ooh. Ooh, hot tag.
She's not wrong.
I guess, yeah. It would have been a negative add to the night.
He wouldn't have shown up and been a psycho and started a fight at a bar or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And somebody texted in and said, not the jerk, especially if they were drinking. That's not the time to go home and try to work this out with the guy.
No, that's true. That's true.
Absolutely not.
He's already making irrational claims like, you got it on with somebody in the bathroom. No, you know what we're doing in the bathroom? We're telling each other how good we look. We're gassing each other up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
True.
Megan knows it's true. That's what women do in the bar bathroom.
No, you're not wrong.
For sure. Always. Where I get my confidence from.
Thank you. She was making out with a girl, if anyone. It wasn't you, dude.
Hey, yo. So his accusations might have not been wrong. Huh?
Stop. No. Okay.
Megan, stop. Hey, she doubled up. Said, nope, not the jerk.
Bye, Megan. See you in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hope.
She said, wow.
Honestly, we are best friends in the bar bathrooms. Women.
And dude's just like, hey, what up, man?
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Brianna is calling from Milwaukee. Hey, girl, is Allison the jerk for refusing to go home after the fight with her boyfriend?
She is absolutely not the jerk.
It's a broom.
It's a sweep. That's
there
it.
Are so many red flags going off right now. It's not even funny.
Amen. Uh-huh. Like, should we evaluate them?
Right. I don't think we have the time.
We Brianna, you were so correct.
We don't have the time.
We definitely don't.
We do not. But I mean, seriously, you're at the bar with your quote unquote girlfriend and you leave her alone. On a bar or at a bar on Brady Street, you don't know what could have happened.
So that made him the jerk.
Right.
I mean, look at how many times, right? You're supposed to have the buddy system, and you literally left your woman, who you claim, at the bar alone. You at that point, you showed you did not care what happened to her.
Yeah, he's playing a lot of games, and it's all revolving around his selfish self.
It's manipulative for him to go and left. Wow, 100%. Son.
Yep.
Dang, Brianna, you're right.
The only reason he cared is because she didn't come home. You didn't care what happened to her at that time. Because
he never responded when she hit him. Ooh, he was mad the next day. Not even when she texted him. Think about it.
Listen to who texted this. Somebody just texted in.
What up?
It's not irrational to think someone snuck off to the bathroom for a quickie. I think, is this the boyfriend writing in? Because you need to go talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
If your girlfriend goes to the bathroom for 5 minutes, what?
Hey,
no, absolutely not.
The world is a strange place. Listen,
you can never say, you really can't. I've ever heard
you can never say never, but 5 minutes, maybe had it been 6 minutes.
It's crazy. I can't even process what?
It was a sweep today, regardless of what it is. Brianna, we appreciate you answering it out for us.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Wow, I'm surprised. I didn't think anyone would defend the guy.
Let's move on. Thank you.
Please, God. Not the jerk. Who texting in? You're the jerk, okay? Bye. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.